Money FM 89.3, best of prime time.
You're listening to Prime Time on Money FM 89.3. I'm Rachel Kelly, and now it's time for Eco Money, where we bring you the latest in sustainability and finance. You'll remember in 2019, the Monetary Authority of Singapore committed to invest $2 billion to establish Singapore as a global sustainability and green finance hub. Earlier this year, Larry Fink, the CEO of BlackRock, recently said if you're not looking at sustainability, you're going to get left behind. Investors have been keeping a close eye on what's happening when it comes to sustainability and investing. And taking a look at how ESG indices have been performing in comparison to the wider market, we can take a look at the iEdge SG ESG Leaders Index right here in Singapore. It's up over 4% in the last 5 years up until the end of December 2020. That compared with the Straits Times Index, which is just over 1% lower for the same period. Now, for investors here in Singapore who are looking to invest in ESG but not quite sure how to go about it, they can now do so through their CPF. To tell us more, we're joined by Sam Ree, the Chief Investment Officer at Endowus. Sam, welcome to the show.
Great to be here, Rachel.
Tell us, Sam, Endowus recently announced that it's the first digital wealth advisor to launch a multi-asset ESG investment offerings for retail investors in Asia. Are you sure you're the first? And what exactly are you offering here?
Great question. Thank you, Rachel. Basically, we're really excited because we want to offer something that was previously not available to especially retail investors here in Singapore. I think that there are several ESG related funds or offerings from, you know, individual banks or private banks, etc. But there's never been a ready-made portfolio that retail investors can access that is a very robust ESG investing framework. It's across equities and fixed income, so it's multi-asset. Mm-hmm. Also, what we've done is actually work very closely with the leading global and local fund managers to develop this original ESG portfolio. It's all Sing dollar denominated, or in case of fixed income, it's Sing dollar hedged. So it removes any unnecessary FX risk for Singapore-based investors, because a lot of funds exist, but they're US dollar or euro denominated, unfortunately.
Yeah, so what exactly are the funds focused on, Sam?
So they are a mix of multiple ESG funds. Some of them are sustainability funds. Some are climate-focused funds.
Tell us about the makeup of the funds, Sam.
Basically, what we're trying to do is give people an easy way to access the best ESG portfolio that you can generate here in Singapore, and make them very passive in nature, which means that you are exposed to global markets, the best ESG companies and the best ESG funds around the world, have it across equities and fixed income. So it's very diversified in terms of asset class. And also it is across the different segments of sustainability. So sustainable companies, it's climate, it's, you know, each of the E, S, and G, environmental, social, and governance factors. But what we're not trying to do is trying to, you know, create an algorithm to beat the market. We're not trying to like mix and match and change the portfolio around, you know, every month or every, you know, year, every time there's a different flavor of the month. So we want to make it a strategic and passive asset allocation that people can stick to over the long term to generate good returns. So it's largely going to be tracking the market returns or do slightly better. And these sustainable companies, because they tend to be good companies that are good stewards and are, you know, companies that really consumers like, these companies will do well in the long run, and therefore they will generate better returns.
I know we're going to talk a little bit about CPF later on, but where is this fund now available? Tell us about the rollout.
Yeah, so all of these funds are available now. We've worked with the fund managers very diligently over the past 6-9 months to make them available here in Singapore. Some interesting stats is that of the six funds that we use to build the portfolio, 3 equities and 3 fixed income funds, they come from 5 different managers, and they're, you know, household names. They're PIMCO, they're Schroders, JP Morgan Asset Management, UOB Asset Management. But it also includes some unheard of names for retail investors like Mirova, which is an affiliate of Natixis, but they've been doing this for decades, one of the leading proponents of sustainable equities investment. Also Robeco, which is a Dutch company, which is quite big, but less well known in Asia. They're one of the leading proponents of sustainable investment, especially in fixed income. So we've brought these funds into Singapore. Two of them, even now after launch, are not available on any other platforms other than Endowus. Three of them were not previously available in Singapore. We launched them and worked with them to bring it into Singapore. Four out of the six, actually, we've worked to launch a new share class, an institutional share class or a clean share class, where we get to a much lower fee. So as you know, this is, this sustainable investment is, kind of like a fad. People have been talking about it a lot, yeah. But it's not been accessible, especially to retail investors. It's been the purview of institutional investors, sovereign wealth funds like GIC would do this, Temasek would do this, or other sovereign wealth funds would do this, or pension funds. So institutional investors have been doing this and they have access to this, but none of the fund managers, were willing to launch a retail share class until Endowus came along and we convinced them. And now we're launching these funds for retail investors, but we're giving access to institutional share class, which is almost half to a third of the cost of regular retail funds.
And this launch, as you mentioned, Sam, sustainability has been a hot topic on the back of everything that's been happening over the last 12 months. And Endowus, you recently surveyed over 1,100 participants, if I'm not wrong, here in Singapore. What were some of the key trends that you found there when it comes to ESG investing?
Yeah, I mean, it was an amazing question. We sent it out and people responded very quickly, which suggests that people are very interested in this topic, as you highlighted. If you look at the results, it indicates that ESG or sustainable investing resonates with over 93% of respondents. So they favorably answered to 93. What aspects of investing resonates with you. Yeah, 93%, which is phenomenal. Most of them on environmental factors.
Okay.
But it was surprising that social and governance also was a majority of people still very interested. But only 28%, so less than a third, hold any kind of exposure to ESG, whether it's single stocks. It includes even Tesla, a single EV, company. Those kind of, we included the broad definition of ESG and less than a third had any exposure in it. One of the key barriers was that, 60% said that they actually have a lack of understanding or knowledge of how to do this. And 43%, just under half, pointed to a lack of good available options as a key hindrance in making these investment choices. So it was interesting because the final question we asked them then, if it was available, would you invest and how much would you invest in it? And almost half of them, or 44% to be exact, said they would allocate anything between 10 to 50% of their entire investment portfolio.
Oh,
so that was an amazing number, actually, quite a
10
lot.
10 to 50%.
50%, yes.
And, you mentioned in terms of availability of products, and I was just going through the Endowus site the other night, and I understand that investors can now also invest in ESG funds that you offer through their CPF. Isn't that right?
Absolutely. So, Endowus's claim to fame is that we are a digital wealth platform. So we do serve the broad audience of Singapore retail individual investors. But at the same time, we are the first and only digital advisor approved by the CPF to provide digital investment services and advice for the CPF investment scheme. And we recommend that people invest there, especially their ordinary account, because it receives a paltry 2.5% versus the special account, which is 4 or 5%. So you should actually think of your OOA almost like your equities allocation, where you take long-term view because it's locked up for 20, 30, 40 years and you do a regular monthly savings. It's actually perfect for long-term investment in financial markets. And you use your SA because of the 4 or 5% guaranteed return as your kind of fixed income bond allocation. So you can actually generate a good balanced portfolio using your OOA and SA. So we recommend people don't touch their SA, but you should invest your OOA for the long-term. And we're making ESG funds available to invest through your OA. So we have funds such as the Schroder Sustainable Equity Fund and other funds that are becoming available in the CPF investment scheme. And we'll be working towards bringing the full suite of products. It just takes a little bit longer for CPF. Mm-hmm. So we're launching this ready-made portfolio for the cash market. So you can invest your cash savings. We're going to launch it for SRS, the Supplementary Retirement Scheme, which will be coming out in just a matter of a couple of weeks. And then we'll launch the CPF portfolio, hopefully within a couple of months.
So Sam, we've been talking about how sustainability has been trending, but tell me, how's it been tracking? We talked about, you know, I know this is going to be launched on for CPF later down the line, but you talk about the 2.5% return that we can get from our OA. How does that compare to potentially how these ESG funds have been tracking and the long-term potential there as well?
Yeah. So the way we look at ESG portfolios and sustainable portfolios is, as the survey highlighted to us, it actually is driven by both the desire to, you know, do good and also do well. So you have to generate good returns for the ESG portfolios, because most people would rather give to a charity if they're just focused on doing good. But the focus of ESG and sustainable investing is really trying to do both. It is possible to do that now with these robust solutions and Endowus, you know, ESG portfolios that are now available to retail investors. So I think it's important for us to understand what it is for, which is doing both, generate good returns and also making an, you know, positive influence in our environment, our society, and in companies that serve us. So I think that's the first thing. The second thing is that, you know, when we allocate to these ESG portfolios, the survey showed that people are willing to place value a little bit ahead of returns for some people. Mm-hmm. And so we're very encouraged by that. And these ESG portfolios will definitely make that positive impact. But we also want to generate good returns. And ESG portfolios have done phenomenally well in the past 1 year. You know, post-COVID, obviously, the environment has been very positive for these kind of funds and these kind of companies that have good sustainability scores. We don't know whether they're sustainable. We cannot predict the future, right? So, but we want to build a robust framework where we continue to expose ourselves to these good ESG companies. And so we would not allocate 100%. I mean, you can if you want to, but we would not recommend 100% allocation to our ESG portfolio. So we would allocate maybe 70%. It seems like the survey suggests that people are comfortable with around the 20-30% allocation to ESG. And we would balance that quite well so that you have exposure to ESG. But it's not all of your, you're not putting all your eggs in one basket.
Well, Sam, it's been really interesting speaking with you today, and thanks for sharing all of your updates from Endowus.
Thank you so much, Rachel. It's a pleasure to be here.
Thank you. We've been speaking with Sam Rhee, Chief Investment Officer at Endowus, right here on Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH Radio.